Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. We have a very important transmission lined up for you today. It is Wednesday, May 31st, 2023, and the crew was able to find a bunch of clips last year where I said they're going to claim the terror attacks that happened on the power grid and blame it on the right wing and Russia. They found the clip. This is key intel. We'll play it next segment. But first, they have declared war on the food supply, which is genocide. This is happening.
In his usual lying hysteria, John Kerry, who serves as the first U.S. special presidential envoy for climate, told a series of lies and announced that our government is planning to shut down U.S. agriculture. They call it innovation because they are confident that our pain and desperation will someday give birth to an innovative new solution. Or at least, that's their cover story.
Emissions from the food system alone are projected to cause another half a degree of warming by mid-century on the current course that we are today. And instead of being on a course to be able to hold the Earth's temperature increase to 1.5 degrees, we're actually on a course to hit around 3 degrees right now. And you just can't continue to both warm the planet while also expecting to feed it. Doesn't work. And as is so often the case with respect to the climate crisis, we have to fight on multiple fronts simultaneously. This is the biggest organizational effort that I think we have faced, certainly since World War II, but perhaps ever. So we have to reduce emissions from the food system to keep the 1.5 degrees alive. Why do we have to keep 1.5 degrees alive? Because scientists, as a basis of physics and mathematics, not ideology and politics or party labels or anything else, as a matter of physics and mathematics and some biology and chemistry, have told us these are the consequences.
Everything out of his mouth is a lie. The exact opposite of what he says is true. The scientists he is referring to are almost all on the United Nations payroll. The real scientific community of the world realize that the world's climate has changed in extreme erratic ways over the years without human pollution. In one of the most recent studies, our house university researchers found that the Arctic had ice-free summers just 10,000 years ago. And ice core samples show that the Earth is in a cooling period, not a warming one. But these decrepit old gatekeepers want us all dead because the system isn't giving up control.
And I think to those in civil society, we got to push more. We got to be more militant, maybe. President Biden has demanded an all of government initiative. We are all working together. Every department of our government is engrossed in this. And if we make the right choices, there's no question in my mind we can win this battle.
While our food supply is under terrorist attack by our own government, the power grid is being targeted for a false flag. And a story is already being spun to blame it on American patriots. Meanwhile, the communist Chinese are meeting their bogus climate change quotas in a different way. They are spray painting rocks and sand green. And they are planting vast fields of fake flowers made of white rocks stuck on the ends of steel rebar. According to local translators, this is being done to make areas look more green in aerial photography. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support. Footsteps of men and women who discovered the New World Order plan in the last 120 years in what is the United States today and what is the UK today. If you go back to those individuals like Lindbergh and others that came after him, they knew the private Federal Reserve was a foreign banking takeover. They understood that Woodrow Wilson was a traitor, that the League of Nations plan was a corporate world government, and they warned in congressional testimony about what would then happen. And in many cases, they had their children kidnapped and murdered. So we're aware historically of the reality that patriots have gone through, so that here in the year 2023, we would not be caught flat-footed in this fight. Now, there's a lot of huge news we're going to cover today. We have some very informative, important guests in the resistance. I was currently riding shotgun with me under host Alex Jones. But I spent most of the show yesterday, and I'm not going to spend most of the show today on this, but I'm going to just recap and add some new information and some old information that's really the newest information, back to the future. Boomeranging to the past, back into the future to know the rest of the future. Dealing with the power grid. It is insanely obvious and ridiculously out in the open that the globalists, just as John Kerry said in a speech a few days ago, need to get more militant and destroy the infrastructure and create a post-industrial world so you'll have nothing, own nothing, and be like it because you'll be dead. You're going to love it because you won't be alive to complain about it. The dead don't complain. The dead are happy, they say. And this is really happening. We've just been through 3 years, in many cases, of lockdowns in the third world. Yeah, I went 6 months a year in places like the U.S. or a year and a half in Australia or a year and a half in Canada. It's still going on a few months ago. Crushing them, shutting them down, not letting them farm, not letting them ranch, making them let the cattle just be out there on the range alone, or in the case of milk cows, they had to slaughter them because they weren't allowing them to sell the milk for years. You can't just have the cows there in their stalls. They died. Billions, billions of gallons of milk dumped, estimated worldwide. You can't even make this stuff up. Because the cows keep producing, folks. Even you can't put it on a truck and ship it. So the wholesale destruction of our infrastructure, the shutting down of pipelines, all of this, and then Kerry, in the latest report by Greg Reese that's up on InfoWars.com on the front page, literally declares a military operation against food and against nitrogen that plants need to live, their food. So he declares war on plant food and on the food we eat, and then spews a bunch of new lies for old. So that's where we are. So yesterday, I asked the crew to go back through some of the shows. I probably said it 500 times conservatively. And they were able to find four or five clips. I'm not going to play them all, but we're posting this to the front page of InfoWars.com. Learn why it's so important that Alex Jones was able to predict that the government would officially say you're a terrorist and officially say that because you're a populist or because you're a Christian or because you're a conservative or because you're not suicidal or because you want the social contract back, that you are a terrorist that is going to blow up the power grid. Now, they don't want to physically blow it up, which they could do, because then they can't turn it on and off. They're going to claim cyber attackers hit it to not just train you to not have power routinely, but to train you to have an Internet ID to be able to get online so we can never have another cyber attack again. That's it. Internet ID, total takeover, next level of censorship, the social credit score, the cashless society, the central bank digital currencies, all of it unfolding, the ESGs, all of it unfolding right now. So they're moving at light speed against us. They're totally unpopular. What they're doing is totally insane, totally criminal, totally out in the open. But what are we going to do to stop it? Well, we need attorney generals and others that have been fighting. They're doing a great job in Missouri and other places to take action. We need to take action. We need to expose this. But the good news is if you watch the globalists or different speeches like John Kerry and now the head of the spokesperson for the Clinton Foundation, Mrs. Ed, Mr. Ed's daughter, Chelsea Hubble, I mean Clinton, they admit they're losing. But they're just doubling down. So it's this explosive situation happening. Here's just a few minutes. It's like a 12-minute clip. It's on InfoWars.com. I'll have it reposted under the live show feed today. But just here's where I was on in August of last year, so about 9-10 months ago, with Steve Bannon predicting what has now happened.
Attacks on power supplies being blamed on the right wing. We've seen the FBI say the number one terrorist threat is domestic right wingers. And if you look at all the pre-programming data points that are there, they're hyping this up. It might be, oh, hackers took down a part of the power grid. How many times have I said they're going to blow the power grid up and say Trump supporters did it? We've seen the FBI say the number one terrorist threat is domestic right wingers. They've now defined it as fascism if you support President Trump or America First. And then now we start seeing headlines at the top of Drudge yesterday. You know, imminent. Trump's calling for violence. Trump's calling for insurrection. January 6, 2.0. And so that's been all over the news building up. And if you look at all the pre-programming data points that are there, they're hyping this up. It is their main move. And again, they pre-programmed it, pre-rolled it out, pre-advertised it to provocateur or stage some very serious massive events. It might be a new war. It might be, oh, hackers took down part of the power grid.
You were on my show a month ago or 6 weeks ago where you said, hey, there are going to be some sort of cyber attacks. They're going to say these cyber attacks all came from Russia. And the other day, you know, was Associated Press, you know, said the cyber attacks at the airport. Oh, by then, the third paragraph, oh, yeah, the Russians are responsible.
What did I tell you what happened in the last year and a half with all the pre-programming they were doing ahead of the election? They would hype that the right wing is going to engage in terror. And then, of course, they'll provocateur it, just like we saw with Governor Whitmer. So what are they going to do? They're going to stage terror attacks, a provocateur terror attacks. That is the obvious play they're going to run. I would predict racially motivated mass shootings, bombings, poisonings, attacks on power supplies being blamed on the right wing. Because they need us off air when they stage the attacks, when the globalists stage the attacks, when the deep state stage the attacks, to say we're behind it. And the globalist pre-programming, there's going to be all this violence. What's your take on that? How do we counter that? And what curveballs do you think they have? Hack attacks, energy takedowns, they've been pre-programming that. Artificial power outages. That's what's on the table, in my view, in the climate we're in right now. They can do a cyber attack and blame on the Russians tomorrow and turn the lights off. I've studied their attack profile and what they're doing at every angle to bring down civilization, cutting off the energy, dissolving the borders, creating race war. Their next moves will be cyber attacks and power outages. The globalists are going to cut our power off and say the Russians did it. They're all over the news. I told you years ago they'd do it, saying the Russians are going to cut the U.S. power. Type it in. Pentagon warns Russia planning cyber attack. Pentagon warns Russia turned off the Colonial Pipeline. No, they didn't. The globalists did. The globalists turned off the Keystone, too. The globalists just said we can't have any oil drilling in the Gulf. That's the Democratic Party. That's the New World Order. That's the eugenicists. Right. They did it. A caller in...
All right. See the full 11, 12-minute clip at InfoWars.com. It gets even more powerful. And, of course, that was before they blew up the Keystone Pipeline. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline. So we know who wants to blow everything up. We know who runs Extinction Rebellion. We know who wants to blow up the family and blow up the culture and cut the little boys' penises off and cut the little girls' breasts off. We know who the Hellraiser death cult is, and we're fighting them. And people, you better join the resistance or roll over and die.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right. Thank you for joining us here today. If you just tuned in, you missed a 3 or 4 minute clip I played, a small portion of an archival video over the last 2 years, where I specifically say they're going to blame Russians for cyber attacks. And then at the key point, they'll blame the right wing working with the Russians. So first they call anybody that's a populist, anybody that's against open borders or turning your guns in or fentanyl or forced injections or the Afghan withdrawal or lockdowns. That's all official. You're a white supremacist. They define white supremacists as anybody that can find their ass with one hand. Anybody that can tell the sun's yellow. Anybody that doesn't want to live under communism. And you're like, well, screw that. They call everybody a racist. Yeah, but they got Homeland Security saying we're criminals and they're going to come after us. So, I mean, these people are maniacs, okay? And so you're saying, well, they'll never, that dog won't hunt. Oh, yeah, when they turn the power off and blame us for it, they will. Well, they released another virus on our ass and claim we did it. Some of the public's going to believe it. And then, yes, the globalists have been off more than they can chew. If they go to a full war like this, they're going to lose physically. But it's not going to be pretty. And, you know, I like having plenty of food at the grocery store. I like air conditioning. I like being alive. I'm not spoiling for a 1776 part two. Because quite frankly, my life's worth way more than the dumb minions of the New World Order. My life's worth way more than the weird communists at the FBI and the CIA and the woke military they've got. And I'm not saying they're all bad, but a lot of them are bad now. My life, my children's life, is worth way more than being stuck like two roosters in a cockfight and we kill each other. I mean, look, you take the grid down, you're trying to take us to FEMA camps? Don't worry, you're going to get what your ass been looking for. Let me tell you something right now. But I understand that if we don't work our asses off in the information war and stop this, that war and physical conflict means we've really failed. Of course, we'll win in the physical fight. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if we fail at fixing this peacefully, you're going to wish very soon that you'd have done a lot more. And suddenly you'll realize all the things you could have done that were peaceful to stop this. I want every listener now. If you want to stop this, and you're the folks they hate because they know you're a big group of white people, you go to city council, county commissioners, school boards this week and next week and the next week and the next week, and it'll be on cable, it'll be on TV. Get up there in your 3 minutes and talk about the New World Order and the power grid attacks and the globalists. We need veterans to go up, and I've seen their great speeches. We need them to go back and do it again. And those that haven't, go back and do it again. And talk about the martial law and the preparation for war with the people and how the poison shots have killed all these people. Now a journalist and friend of Jamie Foxx has come out and said he didn't want to take the shot. They made him take it on the movie set, his third shot. Boom. He's basically, you know, a vegetable. He hasn't been seen in months. Blood clot in the brain. I already knew that from a high-level source, but was told I couldn't say it. Someone that knows Jamie. I'll leave it at that. A big talk show host that knows Jamie. Put two and two together. I was told that a month ago that, no, it's the shot. Well, Jamie, if he can talk, and the word is he really can, he needs to come out maybe, you know, on a typewriter or a computer console and say, don't take it, it'll kill you. I mean, he's a victim. Now he can come out and save millions if he would just come out and tell them. But instead, their managers, everybody are telling him, keep your mouth shut, this will destroy your career. Oh, why? Because if somebody makes you take a shot and hurts you, you then can, because you're such a free country, come out and say it was the shot? I mean, he'll probably die, okay? That's what they think. And he'll still go to his grave and never tell anybody. We got that clip coming up. What I'm saying is that nobody's safe in the system, and we've all got to not go along with it. And we've all got to do everything we can to stop this. So I want you at the State House peacefully. I want you to, we need to march in D.C. and not let them intimidate us to not do that peacefully. We need to call into talk radio. We need to be speaking up in our churches. We need to get really active and militant in a peaceful way, because they're militant on our ass in a violent way. Now, that said, a lot of you just tuned in. You're like, well, what's the big deal about you predicting that they say there's going to be a cyber attack and blame the Russians, and then they did that. And then the final piece is then they're going to say that the American people, that the opposition, are working with Russians. So you're not just Nazis now. You're also a Russian agent. And that Homeland Security's got to get you to get the power back on. That's been their move. No one else figured that out. I saw the pre-programming and figured out it would be blame the American people, not just the Russians. Now, I said, when they do that, said hundreds of times, you know they're about to make their move. So I'm literally got the hair on the back of my neck, literally standing up right now, okay? Because let me tell you, I mean, I got children. I got a life. So you do, too. I mean, they go this next move, folks. It's all over, okay? I mean, I like pulling into a Mexican food restaurant and getting fajitas and a margarita, okay? I mean, I like, you know, the electricity turning on. And all you dumbasses that work for the government that have been going along with this, are you freaking nuts? You don't understand tyranny isn't fun, you dumb bastards. I mean, I know the psycho New World Order lizards up at the top think it's all cute and funny, but it isn't cute for us, ladies and gentlemen. Damn you people. So sick of it. Going against your own interests because you've been manipulated incrementally to follow orders over and over again until now you're throwing us all over a cliff along with your own dumb asses. It doesn't matter. You're not going to listen. You were chosen because you're weak. Serve the system. But those of us that aren't weak, we see what's going on. We're going to stop it. So here's a short clip for those that don't know. You're like, why is he playing this prediction from a year ago that they blame right-wingers with Russians? How preposterous is that for bringing on the power grid? Just crazy stuff Alex Jones says. No. I can see the linear line of the progression of the enemy. Here they are again 2 days ago. It's all over the news. Here's just one clip saying what I predicted.
Homeland Security is warning of a potential troubling escalation in tactics from right-wing extremists. Catherine Herridge has more on this, and she joins us from Washington. Catherine, we understand the power grid could be a target.
Good morning. According to the intelligence report obtained by CBS News, these groups have developed credible and specific plans to attack the power grid since at least 2020 as a way to disrupt the country and the ability of government to operate. The report warns extremists adhering to a range of ideologies will likely continue to plot and encourage physical attacks against power networks, which include more than 6,400 plants and nearly a half million miles of high-voltage lines. While the bulletin emphasized small-scale attacks are unlikely to cause widespread power loss, it may cause disruption to critical infrastructure like hospitals and police departments. Homeland Security noted several indicators, including online chatter. While the report does not suggest an imminent threat, the Homeland Security Secretary has warned lone wolf actors and small bands of extremists are among the greatest domestic threat because they are hard to detect, disrupt, and can mobilize quickly.
All right, Catherine, got it.
Oh, that's good. So let's translate that. Who's attacking the police department, shutting them down, and defunding them? These people. Who's shutting off the power? These people. And so they're drilling the public. It's not going to shut all the power off forever. We'll be able to contain it, but these are the bad guys when it happens, and we're going to take over the web and take over the internet when it does, but it's imminent. And so now the media is all being drilled and walked through. Oh, it's just exactly like they said. Not all the power is obviously off in certain areas. The hackers didn't know. They caught some 25-year-old, you know, right-winger. He supposedly ran. He's never seen again. He disappears. And it's just, well, these damn right-wingers, you know, they're just, it's all scripted. It's all prepared. A five-year-old can figure this out. We've got to stop it. Owen Schroyer's riding the shotgun with us. Mickey Willis has a powerful new movie coming out. You know, he did the big pandemic movies and more. He is coming up on the other side. Stay with us.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, a good friend of mine, Mickey Willis, has made so many powerful films, and he used to do a lot of big work with the Hollywood establishment. He woke up in the last decade, has now been one of the leading forces fighting these tyrants. And he, of course, made Plandemic, Fear is the Virus, Truth is the Cure. He helped bring Judy Mikovits' information to the fore, helped really wake up Robert Kennedy Jr. about what was happening. And now he's made a bunch of other powerful films as well, fighting the globalists. But now what he believes his most important film is The Great Awakening. We've been saying this for 3 years with The Great Reset, 3+, that the answer to The Great Reset is The Great Awakening. And so That'll be the new term, not just 100 books on the Great Reset, mine one of them, but films and then books on the Great Awakening. The counter to the enemy, which is here. So here's the trailer for the film. The premiere is this Saturday in Austin, Texas. Mickey joins us in a moment to give us more info. Here it is.
Breaking news, the president declaring a national emergency.
The new stay-at-home orders.
We will shut you down.
Don't think you can get on a plane or a train.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And we will take you to jail.
We've got to get them vaccinated.
Or we will keep you in a facility longer.
As the world was descending into synchronized tyranny, I began to ask myself, how did they get everyone to go along with this?
You guys just zoom in on it?
Obsessed with finding the answer, I began studying every moment in recorded history where masses of people acted against their own self-interest.
The only mechanism that could explain what was happening in society,
screw your freedom, you're a schmuck,
was what is usually referred to as mass formation.
We are now with an economy in crisis, but with an incredible opportunity.
Unprecedented opportunity.
For a reset.
Your Royal Highnesses, distinguished heads of state and government, the future is built by us.
We need a great reset.
When they say, you'll be happy, what they mean is, you'll be enslaved.
Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale.
Who masters those technologies will be the master of the world.
Those who control the data control the future, not just of humanity, but the future of life itself.
Every aspect of our life has been infiltrated by people that do not have our best interests at heart.
There are forces using fear and isolation to induce mass psychosis.
I don't want you to be hopeful.
Environmental doom.
Fires.
I want you to panic.
Storms.
It will kill your children.
I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
People are starting to wake up. They're starting to wake up. The world.
I'm seeing people come together from all walks of life, finally saying enough is enough.
We didn't come here for no reason. We have a voice, and we're here to share it.
We have to be the solution. We cannot rely on the media, the president, or whoever to fix these problems.
I would rather pick up cans on the side of the highway than to live out of alignment with my truth.
We're all being driven back to the dream.
As you see in the audience, Democrats, Republicans, white, black, everyone all in between, this is the example that they do not want to see, but they have no choice.
The masses of humanity have been slapped awake.
Open your eyes.
It's time to wake up.
This is the Great Awakening.
People cannot go back into the matrix now. A lot of people are trying to. They can't.
All right. Welcome back here. We got Mickey Willis on with us. Owen's going to be popping in. We're going to skip the summer breaks when we have more time. Hopefully keep Mickey a little bit in the next hour if we can do it. But I want to explain something. This isn't about a movie. It isn't about even bringing the criminals to justice that created the virus and released it and gave us the eugenics-based poison shots. That's all important. But it's really about the fact that they're going to have future attacks and they're building more of these vaccine quarantine centers. And so they're going to put people in them who disagree with the new lockdowns. And this is the rollout of permanent martial law and a world ID with your vaccine, quote, proof and assignment of vaccine. This is the end of your bodily autonomy. So if you think millions conservatively, 4 or 5 million dead from the shot, several million dead from the lack of medical care and the lack of therapeutics from the virus, it was novel, was engineered because they had to have something engineered to have the patents for the so-called vaccine for it. But that's just the leading edge. That's just the beginning of the enemy attack. They plan to kill billions in their own words. They want to depopulate the planet. The globalists are making their move because they're selfish, they're evil, they're horrible. They have quadrillions in fake currency they've created. They've gotten us to accept it, and they want us off the planet. They've taken over by fraud, and their next move is We don't need you. There's too many people. We've got robots. You're dead. So this film, and understanding the counter to the Great Reset and their Build Back Better on our ashes, is the Great Awakening. Okay? And so I'm glad, because I said this last year, I said soon it's not going to be the Great Reset we're writing about and talking about. Hundreds of books written on it by the New York Times bestseller, number one, to be the Great Awakening. So I'm glad that Mickey's already been ahead of the curve for several years working on this film and is getting it out now, because the future isn't what the enemy did. It's what we're going to do to them to stop them and how we're going to wake up to this. So the premiere is in Austin at a huge, beautiful, gigantic theater. And people can still, I'm told, get tickets to that, though they're going quickly. I'm going to be there. A bunch of other people are going to be there. I get back Friday evening into Austin, and I'll be there Saturday for it. But regardless, I can't wait till the film is available online. It goes super viral because Plandemic has reached probably 100 million people conservatively. This needs to go even bigger. So, Mickey Willis, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on the bombshell film.
Thanks, Alex. Great to see you, my brother.
Well, I've been ranting for 8-9 minutes here, so to talk about the film, I've only seen excerpts of it that blows me away. Your films are all super powerful, but this content you got is so nightmarish. They hope we forget about what they did, but you lay it all out and then talk about the resistance. So tell us why this film is so important. I mean, it is so important. We have a chance to really break their back right now. They're actually on their heels. We've got to push now so hard.
Yeah, you make a great point there, Alex. This really is about how to stop the agenda and to understand what COVID was used to advance, all of the ways that we surrender our liberties, and above all, how to come out of the mass hypnosis, because we do a brief examination of all of the different dictator-led genocides that have ever happened in history. And it's really interesting when you understand that no dictator would have had any power to do anything if it weren't for the fact that they were able to lull the people into their cults and have the people do their dirty work. And so it's a real wake-up call to all citizens, not just in America, but all over the world, to let them know that we're all being used and turned against each other, because that's the only way that these very few powers have the ability to overcome millions and billions of people is by having them turn on each other. And we have technologies now that they never had before, that Mao Zedong or Lenin or in, you know, Hitler, that they didn't have before. And that's the ability to do what we're doing right now, Alex, which you've been doing for years, which is communicate with each other and share the truth and really wake people up before we reach that point of no return.
Well, I can't wait to see the film. I haven't seen it yet, but I've talked to folks and see what they say. It blows away your other films that have been giant hits, not just, obviously the numbers that's reached, but the content is so key. If somebody watches a Super Bowl game, sure, it's entertaining, but it does no good for humanity. You're getting Super Bowl audiences, but for the truth and really causing ripple effects everywhere that wake people up. But I can't wait to see you document, the cult of mass psychology, mass brainwashing, and how it's happening again, because they're reloading. They're getting ready to do this again on a bigger scale. So give us a little bit of a prelude of what's in the film, and then tell us about the premiere Saturday, and then out into the future. When is it going to be in theaters? How do we get behind it to make sure it blows up even bigger than Plandemic?
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, as you said, June 3rd in Austin.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Here's having on the show, not, you know, just wait for the film to come out, but that's very exciting that your model, I was aware of it, but that's really a big point. How, that's kind of what we do here on air, and we have advertising. How have you been able to make a big budget film with all these huge guests and spend several years making this and then just say, I'm giving it to the world for free? Because it's bigger than just how good you are doing that. I see you giving yourself and your family a gift back by stopping the next lockdown, the tyranny. The goal is being these people, not just amassing money, but it also takes money as an energy system to continue to fight on and be independent. So how are you able to fund this and then give it out for free?
Yeah, 100% donations right now. Thanks to the people out there who have been very generous with us. We have a donation button on our site at plandemicseries.com, and that allows me to, even with my book, I told my publisher, I said, as soon as it makes its money back, because I realize you guys have put some money into this to get it out there, once it's made its money back, I want to give it away. That's the only way I'm going to do a book deal. And so my book is free on plandemicseries.com. And it's because this particular information I feel has been stolen from the people and we're just returning it. And so I didn't feel, morally that it was my right to sell it back to the people. And so we've created other things to create a revenue model because we have small salaries that we pay ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's great. We should give this out. That's why I'm free to air. At the same time, we need a war chest. We don't have George Soros. So
that's right.
Both here.
Yeah, we need the support from the people. You know, if we want to combat these trillion-dollar industries that have destroyed our societies and dividing it and doing damage to our children, dividing us at all points, you know, we need to really get behind all of the people, the shows like yours and all of the different people that are willing to stand on the front line and to do their best to turn the ship around. So I do thank the people out there, because without your continued support, we have four movies in production right now. We had five and one was just finished. And they're all very important movies that will be released within the next 3 months, and none of that would be possible. We're creating a movie to revolutionize the educational industry so we can pull our kids out of these corrupt indoctrination centers and teach them the way that we choose to teach them.
Because I was aware of this and I've forgotten. You've been working for several years behind the scenes feverishly, and now you're launching your counteroffensive. Say that again. Multiple films coming out in the next 3-4 months. I mean, it's got to be satisfying, because I've made films as well. But there's this build up, all this work, and then finally you actually see it change the world. I mean, describe these films that are about to hit.
Yeah, so we have a film called Bad Medicine, and it's about the COVID protocols that were introduced into our hospital systems here in America and around the world that are still today killing people with things like remdesivir, a drug that failed its trials and yet that was somehow pushed into the hospital protocols and ventilators. And we have stories of helicopter rescues from American hospitals, people that, you know, that were families that knew that their loved ones were being killed and they had to actually get them rescued by helicopter. Like, some really crazy stuff is happening in this country that a lot of people aren't aware of. And so that one's called Bad Medicine. And then we have a film called Follow the Silenced. And that's about some of the main people who were first injured through the trials of the COVID vaccines. And then they were totally silenced. And so they followed the science, and then they were silenced. I have a director on that named Matthew Guthrie, and he's been doing an incredible job for 2 years following these people around, living with them in their homes, really getting an idea of how they've been damaged and what they're doing to try to heal so that we can offer that to people who have been damaged by this agenda. And then we have the school documentary, and then a couple of others that are in the works. And it's really about having to shift our culture back into a state of balance, so that people can understand, again, like I said earlier, that we really do have the ability as the people, as we wake up, to come out of this mass hypnosis. And I speak from experience. As you know my backstory, Alex. You know, I come from the far left. I was a pretty radical activist on the far left, woke up while I was on the road with Bernie Sanders' campaign, documenting his 2016 campaign. And that's when I woke up politically to realize I'd seen behind the curtain. I realized something is afoul here. People can't answer my questions. And this thing they call democratic socialism, I'm starting to realize that it's no different than socialism, which is no different than communism. It's just another fancy word in front of another mysterious word. It doesn't change anything. And then I started to meet a lot of young people on the road that had, you know, Fidel Castro shirts and Lenin stickers on and Mao stickers. And I would say, you know, those Mao killed 80 million people. Why are you promoting that figure? And they'd say, well, it's, you know, they're pro-communist, and communist, you know, that communism is what's going to save America. And I literally thought when I first heard that they were joking. And then the more I met, the more I realized, this stuff is, it really does lead to communism. And there's a lot of young people that are pushing for this in our universities and all over America, and they hate this country, and yet they've never traveled outside of America. And I've been all over the world. And it, when you have that perspective of understanding how fortunate and how, you know, really how lucky we are to be in this country and what we have that other countries don't have, and why, then you start to understand why all the immigrants choose to escape here. And that's the thing that they just can't reconcile, is if this is the most systemically racist, horrible country on the planet, then why do people, mostly people of you know, brown and black cultures, why do they escape here when they're choosing to flee their socially destroyed nations? And so we pose that question. We delve deep into the way that race has been used to divide us. We have some incredible people, experts, and people that speaking from their direct experience in the film, and how we come out of that, how we come back to really, for me, the internal intention is real simple. We've been dehumanized, and it's time to rehumanize. So what does that take? And we pose the question, That is it, you know, what do we need to learn more to do that? Or do we need to just unlearn what we've been taught and come back to a place of remembering who and what we are? And that dream we had as children and that way that we knew we were interconnected as children, that we have been systemically divided from that knowledge. And so it's time to come back into what we knew and how intelligent, brilliant, and resilient the human system is, and to respect it more and to really celebrate the progress that we've made in this nation. No nation is course corrected like the United States has. It's doing its best in it with a very challenging, different model, an experiment to allow a melting pot of different beliefs and different cultures and different ideologies to coexist, like no nation has done before. And they're trying to destroy that, because when the people are celebrating each other, we're united. And when we are united, we are unstoppable.
And we can do anything. You said the key term earlier, and I'm going to steal it because it's so true. We are creators, not consumers. I've always said we're creators, not destroyers. But it's more subtle than, as you say, if you're just consuming, you are the slave of who is creating, and the enemy is creating poison. We have to take control of the creation for ourselves and our children and really create the social contract of what we want to build for humanity again. And, you know, I see that theme in all the films you've made, the new films, where you really powered up to go next level. It's amazing. It's all zeitgeist issues. People know the schools are taking over. There's an exodus out of them. You're on top of that. And just all what really happened with COVID is critical to stop the next thing they're going to do, not just, you know, avenge those that have been put under this tyranny. I look forward to being there with you on Saturday. I'm glad London Real is going to do it. It's a great job. The Dell Big Tree. If you want us to come put it out or stream the event too, at Man Up Video or InfoWars, let the crew know. We'll do it. But not, we'll just put links up to those guys. Fantastic. Then I'm going to have Rob doing them call. We'll just send the crew, or okay, we can hook into your cameras or whatever you want to do, but we'll stream it at Band Up Video. We'll put it on the front page. We'll make the whole front page of InfoWars, you know, be a big pop-up. It's just a movie on Saturday and Sunday, because I want to get total synergy for my family, for your family, for all our children's futures, to break the back of this enemy that I believe is so close to being defeated. And promise me, I know you're a busy guy, you'll come in studio in the next few weeks if you can. We can just really promote the film and play some excerpts and talk about it in hindsight and really take it next level.
I'd love to, and I'm sorry I couldn't do that today. We're just in a very final pinch here to get this the final film delivered tonight to our sound mixer. So, otherwise,
I know
right
you guys are working. No, brother, I know how hard you're working. I know folks involved. You are kicking ass. You got that passion. Love you, Mickey Willis. And again, one more time, where do people go find the film this Saturday?
PlandemicSeries.com, and also check out our new site, which is Get Fierce Now. Check it out.
Get Fierce Now. Thank you so much, Mickey. Look forward to seeing you Saturday.
Thanks for your support, Alex. See you Saturday.
You bet. Folks, they are so scared of loving liberals who are real liberals that got conned by the systems they wanted to help, who then find out they've been manipulated. It's game over. That guy is so smart, such a beautiful soul, such a great friend. He is the real deal. And he is just churning out badass content against the enemy. Yeah. I mean, this is what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. This is so good. And the great journey we're all on. I get to know the Owen Schroyers. I get to know the Terry Carlsons, the Mickey Willises. I get to know you. I get to meet you. We are the people that love freedom, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, everything. And we're here together loving the future and our children. And we're alive. The enemy are a bunch of dumbass zombies and a bunch of weird-ass John Kerry freakazoids. I mean, and Diane Feinstein. Give me a freaking break, man. Woo! We'll be right back. Hour number two. Owen Schroyer's got a lot to say. I'm riding the shotgun with him. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news.